Now thirdly, why does the Bodhisattva build the Buddha land? That is to say, why do the Bodhisattvas build the Buddha land? It would be easy to answer this question superficially. It would be easy to answer it along straightforwardly traditional lines. We could say that the Bodhisattva wants to help others by providing them with an ideal environment in which to develop spiritually. And this is quite correct as far as it goes. But it only raises a further question. Why is the Bodhisattva concerned with others at all? To answer this question, we'll have to go just a little deeper. The question is often raised. The question is often asked in connection with Buddhism and the spiritual life, whether we should devote ourselves to our own salvation or whether we should devote ourselves to helping others. And in the context specifically of Buddhism, this amounts to asking whether we should follow the Arahat ideal or whether we should follow the Bodhisattva ideal. And here, of course, the two ideals are envisaged in their extreme, even in their mutually exclusive forms. The Arahat ideal, of course, represents the ideal of salvation or emancipation for oneself alone, without bothering much about other people. The Bodhisattva ideal, on the contrary, represents the ideal of helping others, especially helping others to attain salvation, without bothering too much about oneself. The truth of the matter is that the two ideals are not really so contradictory as may appear. They cannot really be separated. One cannot really help oneself without helping others. One cannot really help others without helping oneself. Man is a social being. I had almost said essentially a social being, but that might be misunderstood. Man cannot really cut himself off from other people, not for any length of time, though he may, of course, cut himself off from physical contact with them. He influences them. They influence him. What he does to himself has its effect on them. What he does to them, or for them, has its effect on him. If he develops emotional positivity, imagination, insight within himself, it affects them too. If he works for them, gives to them, sacrifices for them, it affects him too. So, one cannot help oneself without helping others, and one cannot help others without helping oneself, certainly not in the spiritual sphere. The Arahat ideal and the Bodhisattva ideal are inseparable. Carried to its logical conclusion, the Arahat ideal includes the Bodhisattva ideal. Carried to its logical conclusion, the Bodhisattva ideal includes the Arahat ideal. So we can now see why the Bodhisattva concerns himself with others. Why the Bodhisattva builds the Buddha land. It's because they have no alternative. If you want to evolve spiritually, you have to evolve together. Not together in the collective sense, of course, you have to evolve individually, but together, i.e. in free association with one another. Blake says, mutual forgiveness of each vice, such are the gates of paradise. And similarly, we could say, mutual helpfulness in leading the spiritual life, such is the foundation of the Buddha land.